USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House is finally ready to formally send two articles of impeachment to the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 228, the nays are 193. The resolution is adopted.
Larry Kudlow is calling the first phase of a new trade deal between the United States and China a historic deal that's never happened before. The National Economic Council director says over the next 2 years, the U.S. expects to sell $200 billion worth of goods to China.
We're going to export, we're going to sell to China a ton of goods and services and manufacturers and energy and farm commodities.
Kudlow says President Trump has worked hard to defend the American economy and American workers from injustices, calling the U.S. economy the most competitive in the world. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The top House Democrats announced what members will manage the upcoming impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing that the seven managers will be led by California's Adam Schiff and New York's Jerry Nadler, chairs of the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees, respectively. Nadler spoke at the announcement.
Because, I mean, some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it. He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election.
The trial expected to start on Tuesday.
A rescue operation is underway after a trench collapsed in Raleigh, North Carolina. Four workers were trapped underground. One was able to get out on his own. The other two have been extracted by rescuers, and the fourth is still missing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
After searching for 3 weeks in Port Clinton, Ohio, missing teen Harley Dilley has been found. USA Radio Network's Wendy King says that people are heartbroken.
Police Chief Robert Hickam spoke at a news conference.
Harley's coat, glasses, were discovered on the second floor of the house, next to a brick chimney. We were then able to discover what we believe to be Harley, who was caught in the chimney.
Hickam says Dilley got onto the roof of the vacant house across the street from where he lived and went down the chimney where he got stuck. The teen was last seen on December 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A new Gallup poll finds 84% of Americans say it's extremely or very important for parents to vaccinate their children, as several states, including New Jersey, are debating a law that limits unvaccinated children's access to school. New Jersey parent Lisa DeVergotis tells CBS This Morning,
"It's a big concern if people are being harmed by vaccines that I feel we need to just stop and figure out what is going on, because there's no proof that they're safe."
Dr. Peter Holtz is an infectious disease specialist. He tells CBS News,
"Until we step up our level of advocacy and take down the fake information, the measles epidemics that we saw in 2019 are going to become a new normal in America."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.